My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Today on the God Pod.
Since we have the baby now, I think we're going to do I'm going to be Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors.
My wife will be Audrey.
Suddenly Moses.
And then our baby will be little Audrey too. The little plant.
That is the best costume idea I've ever heard of, ever.
Are you going to shave off the beard for that?
I believe I am.
Wow.
I believe it grows back like in 3 days.
Oh.
Trust me.
I'm sure.
Don't listen to the previous episodes where me and Moses were extremely vociferous and fascistic in our defense of how much better, far superior the Sound of Music is.
Let's bring those big words down a bit there. Which one of the Muppets will be anti-vax? Janice, the Muppet Janice with the huge mouth.
God, she's so great.
All right. That's a quality submission.
That's from my wife.
That's going to be good. She's like, yeah. Peace and love, man. Peace and love.
But she's not the QAnon anti-vaxxer. She's the old school, super liberal anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, she's just like all about health and granola and taking care of herself.
Right.
Sam the Eagle. Hello.
Oh, Sam the Eagle, of course.
Yeah, you know what? Sam the Eagle is like the one convincing Big Bird and Snuffleupagus not to get vaccinated, but really he was first in line. She's the Tucker Carlson of that group. Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to save the multiverse. I'm here today with my pals, Moses. Hey, Moses.
Hello.
And Psyche. Hey, Psyche.
Hello.
I call you my pal, but really, you're still my therapist.
Yes, but we've become friends over these, 10,000 or so years we've been working together.
Mm-hmm. But now that you're on the God Pod, that's what that really means.
Right.
Well, is that a no-no to have, like, your therapist not be your friend?
That's a good question. I'm not friends with all of my clients, right. But I am friendly with them if they ask me to do their show.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Is that a good answer?
Moses, what does it say about me that, and about this podcast, what does it say about my mental state as God that my therapist is a regular character, a regular member of the show now?
Well, it says that you're opening yourself up to the world, letting them know that you are a bit like everyone else, because everybody says, oh, God's in therapy. That means I can go to therapy. That's
right.
What I mean.
You're right. This is a good thing.
Right. It's a very good thing.
You're
now,
normalizing
for me,
the conversation.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yes.
Now, for me, if I were to go to a therapist, I want to open up to people that I'm close to so that I'd have to say, hey, I know you're my therapist. You want to come over for drinks? You want to have some milk? You want to hang out? But I always felt that was a no-no, kind of hanging out outside of the office.
Yeah. What do you, yeah. Where is this all going, Moses?
I'm just letting you guys talk amongst yourselves because it's very entertaining for me.
Oh, Moses, she's good.
You invited your therapist over to your apartment for some drinks such as milk?
2%, 1%. I have different types of milk. It tells you a lot about a person. If I say, hey, I have some milk, what would you like? I give them a variation and they say, oh, I'd like this. And I go, oh, okay, you're a 2%.
Well, you have a baby, so you need options.
Yes, exactly. Definitely options.
Okay.
Good talk.
Yes, we're normalizing the discussion about therapy, and that is a good thing, and it's not just because I have debilitating anxiety.
No, not at all.
Of course not.
Yeah, and, no, I agree. I think everybody should get therapy.
Sure, sure.
Mandatory.
Mass.
Mandatory.
Vaccines and therapy are, it's a mandate. Therapy mandate.
Yeah.
Well, I think therapy is for everyone, but I will say this. I think you also have to be ready for therapy, because I know there was a part of my life when I wasn't ready for therapy, and I got forced into therapy. And not really forced, but I got, you know, told this is what you should do at a younger age.
Right.
And it made me hate the therapist. It made me not trust the therapist. And it actually created this like block that made me not want to go back for years.
Was the therapist a bad therapist? Or
there were a few things. One was a great therapist. I just didn't want to hear it yet, you know, and I didn't want, I didn't think there was something in quote unquote wrong. And then I've had a few bad doctors that I haven't trusted for sure.
Yeah. You got to find one that,
it clicks,
cares
about
you.
Yeah.
On a fundamental level, or about their patients.
Just that little thing.
Yeah, yeah. Either that switch is turned on in a human or it's not.
Yeah.
But the empathy switch. But
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's important. But that's really interesting.
Yeah. You know, so I say, you know, therapy is cool. It's for everyone. You should do it. But don't, you know, force someone else to do it and to go in, you know, just like drugs. Don't force them. Don't do the peer pressure, because they need to discover it on their own.
But, you know,
that could be bad advice.
That's very frustrating, though, sometimes, is that some people might need it their whole lives, or for like, you know, thousands of years.
Right.
Let's say I have a friend. Okay.
Who clearly
could have benefited from therapy long, long time ago.
Yes.
Right. But had this attitude about it. And because of that, a lot of bad things that didn't need to happen happened.
Ah.
Are we talking about a little red man?
Sure. Let's pin this on Satan. Yeah, so it was Satan I was talking about, and not me. So a lot of bad things happened. You're saying someone like that shouldn't be like, because no matter what you do, you can't convince someone to go, and it will never work under those terms.
Well, you can totally force them to go, and they can be forced by the law to go. You know, there are things that can do, but does that mean it's going to work? I don't know. I think that everyone.
Do
is
they
so
still
different.
Have paddy wagons? Do they still is that paddy, even okay? Paddy is that even okay to say? You know, the van that drives up and then they like wrap you up in a straitjacket and take them away.
And then it's just this loony bin
and then they drive them away. I just wonder if they still call them paddy wagons.
Like Hannibal Lecter. Like Hannibal Lecter.
Let me see if that term is offensive.
I just want to know if in Silence of the Lambs, if he said, I'm going to the paddy wagon. Dr. Lecter's in the paddy wagon.
Yeah, no, that's
I'm not sure. I can't confirm
that term is offensive to the Irish.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. 12, it's part of the top search result here. 12 racist and offensive phrases that people still use all the time.
Oh, wow. So I'm glad I didn't use it.
I am so sorry, Irish.
Wow.
Ireland. Okay. Yeah, wow.
So I don't know to answer your question.
Done. Yeah, because, you know, like, for example, Zeus crashing in my palace right now definitely could benefit from some therapy, you know.
Right.
By the way, also, Psyche, can you be his therapist, or is that a conflict of interest?
Zeus's therapist? You know, I would like to do a therapy session with the both of you together.
Oh, couples therapy.
Wow. Okay.
Family therapy, I think, would be really good and beneficial.
That would be interesting. Can you do it on the pod?
Oh my God, I would love to.
That would be amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, I know it's a lot to ask, putting yourself out there.
I don't know here. I'm going to have to talk to Zeus about this. This might be crossing some serious fucking lines.
Do you think?
But that shit could be real.
But do you think he'd be excited to kind of like discover a new self?
Comedy therapy? Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe that would be beneficial. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows what's going to work with Zeus?
Let's do it. I know that the listeners are asking for it.
There's another one besides me. Zeus could have benefited from therapy a long time ago.
But you know what? We can all benefit from therapy from a long time ago. But coulda, woulda, shoulda, you know?
Okay, you sound like a football coach now. Well, there you go, folks. Get in the game. Get some therapy. Let's talk about the next GodPod Live party.
Yes!
So we suggested...
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we suggested last time on Monday. We talked about it with Mary, about what she missed. And she was at the Bad Bitch Conference. But next one, we said, well, it's going to happen around the end of October, which is Halloween. A lot of people, you know, our listenership, they're very cool people. Okay. They have busy social lives. They have jobs. They have social lives. So we need to plan around that. If we put it on a Friday, we might see a dip in numbers here because... People are like, will I go to a Zoom party or will I go to
Halloween?
A real party? So, especially with the costumes.
Right.
So, we suggested putting it on Thursday night, 10/28.
Right.
Instead. And right. I suggested that to the everyone on Monday, on the last show. Fuck. And I suggested it to the angels on Discord, and they all agreed it was a good idea.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah,
right before the weekend when people are going to Halloween parties and all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm.
Thursday is a good night for a Zoom party. So, yeah.
And we mark your calendar.
Mark your calendar. 10/28.
It's going to be wild.
We've got...
Is God going to dress up?
We're all gonna dress up, damn it. So I better get working on that. Oh, so I'm gonna need to know what you want to be for Halloween.
Me?
All of you, yeah.
Well, I can't tell you what I am gonna be for Halloween. Oh, I got it. Oh, I see. I see what you did there. I'm putting in my calendar right now. Live God Pod. So excited.
We'll figure something out. If you have any suggestions, listeners, for
you know what I've wanted to be for Halloween?
What you want us to dress up as for Halloween? Let us know.
That's a good thing. You should do a poll. But, you know, I've always wanted to, and I was going to do it this year. Still might, you know. Maybe a hard one to design for the pod. But do you remember in Mars Attacks, Sarah Jessica Parker was the Chihuahua body? Do you remember this?
Wow.
Yes.
Where it was head and then her Chihuahua body. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that would be really funny.
Nice. Okay. All right.
Very specific.
Psyche with the body of a Chihuahua. Yeah. I think we can, make that happen.
Okay, a little hard. What I would really recommend, which would be my highlight, which I was last year, it's my favorite character in the horror universe, would be Michael Myers. That's what I would like to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's an easy one.
Okay, thank you.
They're both easy. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but Michael Myers would be so sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
Are you decorating your house, God?
My palace. It's called a palace. Come on, I'm God now. yeah, of course. Yeah.
Good,
the trick-or-treaters are heavy.
Are they?
Lots of children in heaven.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So.
That took a turn.
Yeah. It did. It's true, though. All right. 10/28, mark it down in your calendar. Let us know what you want us to be for Halloween, and we'll think about it. Moses and me, we got nothing.
Yeah, well, no, I know that since we have the baby now, I think we're going to do I'm going to be Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors.
My wife will be Audrey.
Suddenly Moses.
And then our baby will be little Audrey, too. The little plant.
That is beautiful.
So that is the
best costume idea I've ever heard of, ever.
Yeah.
Are you going to shave off the beard for that?
I believe I am.
Wow.
I believe it grows back like in 3 days.
Oh,
trust me.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
True. We're doing it.
I can't wait to see that. Oh, wow. I mean, for me, it's a lot of pressure, you know, as God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To go for. So I'll get back to you on that. Okay. Let me know what you're in. I got nothing.
What if you went as the devil?
I was just going to think like Satan, and then Satan go as you, and you guys roast one another.
Yeah.
Nice.
God and little devil ears. Little horns.
That'd be funny. All right. Some quick reminders. This is the best and most important podcast in the universe, in the multiverse. Make sure to follow us on your favorite podcasting app, on all the podcasting apps. And, you know, check in with us. Listen to our episodes, damn it. You have free will, but fuck, just listen. Give us 5 stars and write us a review. We'll read your review on air like I'm about to do right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
This so one came from far away.
This is one from Styles 1979. Okay, is the name of the author. Style 1979. Title, The Holiest Podcast in the Multiverse.
Hey, we were just talking about the Irish. Look at that.
Yeah, and country Ireland.
That rating may go down to a 1.
No, I apologized. Style says, love the show and all the episodes, especially the latest episode, Psyche's Therapy Session.
Cool.
On a personal level, as someone who has had mental health issues in the past, I found this enlightening, and it's great that you've devoted an episode to this. Thanks, guys.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Style 1979.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you got something out of that. I hope you can forgive my usage of the outdated and offensive term paddy wagon. damn it, I said it again.
Damn it.
And,
oh, my God.
But you did say guys, which is a gender-loaded term. I am thee, thou, them.
So right. I win.
Nah, yeah. Who wants to read this next one from Matthew S?
Oh, I'll read that. Matthew S, titled is Pure Awesomeness, But More Deities, Please.
Ooh.
It's a 5-star rating.
Yes.
This show is awesomeness. It a true bright spot on the internet, which mostly a cesspool and the reason humans can't have nice things. By the way, can you please invite more deities? And spiritual beings from around the multiverse.
Let's just call them ditties from now on.
Fair enough.
Titties.
Titties.
How about the Buddha or John Smith or who is this? Chuthlu?
Hulu.
Okay. Or the FSSM.
Flying Spaghetti. Yeah.
Oh, that's
What's
right.
FSSM?
The Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Right.
I think.
Right. It is. You guys are the best. P.S. I get it if you can't invite any of the Norse
ditties.
Yeah. Since Titties. I think Disney Marvel owns those guys. Okay, that's fair. PBS, he's still going. I currently live in Japan and claim to have over 8 million gods there. So do you know any of them? Wow, 8 million. Also, weed is not legal here, but alcohol is sold in vending machines. So I guess that's a wash. love the show. And if you, any of those gods, let me know. Asking if you know any of them, because I hear some of them can be kind of hot.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Wow.
I think wow. Jesus is hot. So that's maybe I would say to Matthew, check out, you know, Jesus for a hot God.
Mm-hmm. 6-pack abs glistening in the sun.
Boy, oh,
thank you for that. Thank you for that review, Matthew.
Wow.
Your review was pure awesomeness.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we're talking about, folks. Both of these reviews, fantastic. Thank you so much. You know, but really, you know, give us your all. Whatever you want to say, just put it in there. As far as more ditties on the show and spiritual beings from around the multiverse, yes, I am working on that. I am working on a process for more regular and reliable members of the multiverse to be here. That's what this year is all about for me. It's logistics, folks. That's what it comes down to. So don't you worry, okay? What's his name? Motherfucking
who?
Created Mormonism. He was going to be here today.
Oh, Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith.
Another Smith, yeah.
Was so maybe he really?
Next week. Wow. Yeah, Satan isn't here, if you've noticed. Satan is at a wedding, ruining a wedding.
Ruining a wedding.
Wow. He's yeah. the one that's going to be interrupting and they go.
I couldn't go. You know, I'm supposed to be at every wedding, but if I can't make it, Satan goes and then.
Divorce.
Maybe. Who can say? I didn't say that. Okay. So yeah, Joseph Smith, who, you know, would have filled that villain role nicely. But
right.
we'll see. You know, we can have them both here. It's cool. And yeah, we had a lot
I
of questions
so many
for
questions
Joseph Smith.
For Joseph Smith. So yeah, I can't have, wait to meet him.
And if yeah, you the listeners too. And angels have any questions for Joseph Smith, hit us up on Patreon, on Discord, cool. in a review, whatever, and we'll ask Joseph
Great.
Your questions. Cool, cool, cool. And as far as the Norse deities go, Disney, Marvel owns those. Right. Yeah, do they? I mean,
I don't know.
It's like
I would not be surprised. They own everything, basically.
Dracula you know. Is fair use. Norse deities. Norse
what about,
deities,
would you
still,
consider Frankenstein still a god, use. Even though he was made by Dr. Frankenstein?
Oh, ooh, wow. Interest. Oh, wow. That's a great question.
Because yeah, that's, I another, mean, that's another Halloween character I'd be happy to go as Frankenstein.
Right.
Yeah. I should go as Frankenstein. I got kind of his figure. So,
we'll, his figure.
You know, it's murky. You can still use them. They just can't be the same as the version depicted in Disney. You know, like you can't make right, your Thor right. look just like Thor and Loki from their thing because that's obvious. So, you got to, like, you know,
right.
give him an earring. I don't know.
Right.
We'll work on them. Tattoos.
We'll work right, on it.
Our next segment is called What the Hell?
What?
And yeah, this is a new segment. Last week we discussed soaking, a thing that Mormons do. Do you know what soaking? Soaking okay. is psyche.
What's soaking? Like a vagine?
Soaking is yeah, something that was like invented at BYU by Mormon kids. It's like you want to bang by the basketball team, apparently, like they want to bang so bad, but they're not allowed to bang before marriage. So instead, technically, if you just, I guess if they just insert and just like sit there soaking, then, you know, that doesn't count as sex in their world.
What?
Wow.
I know. No one's taught them about handies. and then if somebody else is like jumping on the bed on top, like let's say it's a double decker bed, right? Then they can get some motion, but it's like they're not doing anything.
I'm so confused by
I know. So we're gonna ask Joseph Smith about that.
Because by soaking, like I thought that was a term that I had remembered reading like 20 mm-hmm. years ago, where mm-hmm. girls used to soak alcohol in their tampons.
Yeah, there's many kinds of soaking here, yeah. folks. Legal disclaimer, we don't, you know,
we don't condone soaking.
We're not right. recommending. We're just talking about it. So another What the Hell segment we did was Grease versus The Sound of Music. Which one do you pick?
Yeah, yeah. That
one's been quite controversial.
Wait, if
you,
you do what? If you do what?
Someone did a poll, Sound uh-huh. of Music or Grease. You get
oh,
to
that's
keep
right.
one.
Did you not, we're not here for that psyche.
This
oh,
is,
I wasn't
yeah, this
here.
Is big.
Oh, that's right.
What
so,
would I choose?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what would you choose? Don't tell her no. any of the results yet,
right.
Moses.
Right.
You get to keep one. Which one do you keep, Psyche?
Grease.
Oh. I felt that coming.
Why?
It's
all right. 60% pick The Sound of Music, 40% pick Grease, and we're seeing those results play out here on the God Pod too, Moses.
Why? Oh, why right. is it? That's why true. Is it a choice? And what does it mean?
Well, because you see, the Sound of Music people are very dogmatic in their
yes.
beliefs that it is the far superior musical.
Right. Oh, I believe it's far superior. I'm just like, if I had to listen to some soundtrack for the rest of my life, The Hills Are Alive would get on my nerves when, like, Grease Lightning would be really fun.
Well, that's true. Now we're talking soundtracks. I think we're talking the whole shebang.
And I love Stockard Channing, so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She was actually mentioned when we were talking about this and how it's like, it's great seeing a, you know, 45-year-old play a high school student.
Yes. Yes. I have some funny stories about Stockard Channing. I just love her so much.
Right.
Listen, don't listen to the previous episodes where me and Moses were extremely vociferous and fascistic in our defense of how much better, far superior the Sound of Music is.
Let's bring those big words down a bit there.
I'll say this.
I made that word up.
Fascistic.
It's ironic, Moses. I'm just saying. We love it because, you know, they're ripping up Nazi flags.
Right.
I will say, from an aesthetically pleasing...
The Sound of Music is a superior film!
From aesthetics, when we're talking costumes, when we're talking Julie Andrews, absolutely, I think that the number one musical would be Sound of Music. Right. That's not the question that I was
The Sound
asked.
Of Music will last 1,000 years.
It was more as like, which do I would like to, like, when I think of like, which would I choose, which would I, you know, watch over and over for the rest of my life?
Right, okay, okay.
That's okay. You know, Moses' eyes just rolled around in his head like, you know, 900 degrees. Let's move on. What the hell? That was what the hell? Oh, no, I'm just sorry. We haven't even gotten to the new one for this week.
Okay, what's the new one? What's the new one?
I'm igniting old controversies. All right. Name a television character who would be anti-vax.
Name a television character who would be anti-vax.
I got one.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Roseanne.
Ooh, oh, Roseanne. Definitely. That's a good one.
Definitely.
Donna from Beverly Hills 90210.
Donna Martin graduates. Donna Martin graduates.
Cartman on South Park. I think they actually did an episode already.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, but you are correct.
A little
there,
piggy.
Yeah.
Let's see what some of the answers say here. Ron Swanson.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've never seen Parks and Rec?
I've seen an episode. Okay.
She's like, all right.
Paulie Walnuts from The Sopranos. I'm not getting that fucking vaccine, T.
Yeah.
They put computer chips in it that tracks your location. I got enough problems.
Good.
Moses' baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. You heard that.
No!
I think they're pure and beautiful. I'm talking about the Muppets. Which one of the Muppets will be anti-vax?
Wow.
Kermit.
Kermit. No.
Bull.
No. Wow. How dare you? No, Kermit would not be anti-vax.
Yeah, because Kermit would be like, or Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar, maybe Animal.
Animal. Me no need no vaccine.
Yeah. Cookie Monster. All the monsters.
Right. Yeah, but that's Sesame Street.
Elmo.
Well,
the numbers are surprisingly high in the Muppets, actually.
I am standing up for the monsters. Do not put the monsters down and call them anti-vax. Rude.
Yeah, wow. What about Snuffleupagus?
Oh. Well, he's never around, so it doesn't really
matter.
I'm
just saying all their names. I don't know. I think...
Controversial. I think Big Bird would be. I think Big Bird would be not about it.
Yeah, the Muppet Janice with the huge mouth.
God, she's so great.
All right. That's a quality submission.
That's from my wife.
That's good because it'd be like. She's like, peace and love, man. Peace and love.
But she's not the QAnon anti-vaxxer. She's the old school, super liberal anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, she's just like all about health and granola and taking care of herself.
Right, right.
All right. I want to say Beaker is like their Dr. Fauci.
Beaker is Dr. Fauci, sure.
Or what was the other one? The scientists. There's a couple scientists. Sam the Eagle. Hello.
Oh, Sam the Eagle, of course.
You know what? Yeah. Sam the Eagle is like telling the one convincing Big Bird and Snuffleupagus not to get vaccinated, but really he was first in line.
There's a new Muppets movie coming out.
He's the Tucker Carlson.
Wait, there's a new what? Muppet show?
Muppets movie coming out.
Oh, Muppets movie.
And it's the Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion Muppet movie? Wow.
That is good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's rich.
Wow, we really went off on the Muppets here. Sorry about that. I just, you know.
Well, this is a great subject. I mean, someone said Red Foreman from the 70s show, Archie Bunker.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Archie Bunker, yes. Because he's like an older Cartman.
What a throwback. Both of
them are anti-vax. Right, right. All right. This has been what the hell. Pick any character. It's funny. Let us know in the comments what you, which characters you think. Let's move on to Ask God.
Savage Chris wants to know, God, how many people have you had sex with?
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
I think it's a little inappropriate.
Listen, yes, Chris, I appreciate the question. You get right to the heart. A gentle God doesn't tell.
Oh, a gentle God doesn't tell.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to go with that. You know, that's not cool for me to tell. But just pick a number in your head and just go with that. Why don't you go with that? Why? What do you think it is, gang? I'm not going to say.
I don't feel comfortable answering that.
No,
question.
I don't either. I usually I would be, but I don't know. I don't know.
You never know what people are going to get crunchy about here on the God Pod, folks.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
One week it's me talking about Judas voiding his bowels right before he dies in the Bible, and the next it's people asking God how many times he's had, you know, people, you know.
What's we the pick next and choose. One? Oh, over Chonky.
Over Chonky has a question. What's this question? Oh, Moses.
For Moses.
Moses, can you explain the difference between Schlemiel, Schmuck, and Putz?
Don't forget Schlemiel, Schlemazel.
Yeah, they're different variations.
Possum Pepper Incorporated,
they're different variations of idiot. You know, jerk, idiot. They're all different, just different variations of it, you know. And like Schmuck, you know, you're a schmuck to fall for that one. And Putz is, you know, the Putz doesn't know the difference between this and that. Now, interesting enough, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Possum Pfeffer Incorporated, that's a whole nother. Because, I don't know, Schlemiel, it's like a clumsy person. Schlemazel is an unlucky person. And the last one there, that Hassan Pfeffer, that's a German rabbit stew. So I'm confused about that. It is. So I'm confused about that whole Laverne and Shirley opening. But basically,
well, Laverne and Shirley, they'd both be vexed.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right.
I got to say, when I hear the word schmuck, for me, that really is like, yeah, you're like an idiot. You're an asshole and you're a douchebag. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
There's a heavy element of douchebag in there.
Right.
Right. Putz is just like, you're just a stupid fuck.
Got it.
One that, but Schlemiel, I'm really confused on. I'm very
discombobulated with that one. Like a little.
That one, I have no, like, frame of context. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. How heavy, you have any, can you combine some of these curse words, these slurs, to explain Schlemiel for me, Moses? Think moron plus idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That one's just a straight up down the line moron. Okay.
Right.
Miss Cass, some of these are not necessarily questions. I was getting some comments from our angels on Discord. Miss Cass says, God and friends, happy International Podcast Day.
Woohoo!
Thanks for being my favorite podcast.
Nice.
Wow. Thanks, Miss Cass. Favorite. That's saying a lot. We've seen Miss Cass at the party.
Yes.
We know your name. We have something special going on here, folks.
It's a love fest.
We used to do this podcast and, like, you know, just put it out there. And, you know, you're like, is anybody enjoying this? And now we have this, you know, we got Discord, we got parties, we got
merch.
A real community going on.
We're going to have merch coming soon.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. I just said that.
No, yeah, there's merch on the way for sure. I found a quality company to work with on that.
Quality?
Yeah, here's the thing with merch is like, I've done merch in the past and all these like websites. you can get stuff out there, but the quality is shite.
Yeah. Speaking of Irish, shite.
Shite. It's shite, yeah. Right?
Arseholes.
So the trick is you got to find like a real company to work with to get quality goods, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what we're working on. Trying to do it right this time, humans, instead of fast. This is always my deal.
You got another good one coming up here.
Yeah. Moses, you want to read this one?
Absolutely. At God, and friends, happy International Podcast Day. Thanks for being my favorite podcast. That's great. God, no, I guarantee. I'm passing that. God, I guarantee.
This next one is from Three. Their name is Three.
Oh, I thought it was all together there.
The angel.
Second part. My bad.
Yeah.
God, I guarantee I will be at your next party, whenever it is. I had a blast, in capital letters, at this last one. I had to leave a bit early, so I listened to the party today, and it was so touched, I assume that means touching, that y'all said goodnight to me when I put in the chat that I had to log off.
Aww.
Thanks, guys. It was super to chat with my fellow angels, some who live so far away from me. We will probably never meet in this life, but we can all be together in angel headquarters and at God's parties. My love to you all. That's fantastic.
This community that has come together is so wonderful, so lovely.
It is lovely. It is wonderful. And you can be a part of it. Just go to patreon.com/thegodpod. or that's literally how you join this group of angels. But, you know, you can be a part of it just by, you can write us a review. You can, you can follow us on Twitter and talk to us that way. Thank you so much, everyone, for your questions and comments. Let's move on to deep questions with God.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been asking a lot of questions on Twitter because it's a great way to stir up engagement.
Yeah.
But what am I going to come up with? Fire premises / jokes for the rest of time? Fuck that. Here's a question I had. What conservative Christian beliefs are the opposite of Jesus's teachings?
Thou shalt not kill? I don't know.
Thou shalt not kill. I mean, the opposite.
It's hard to pick just one. It's hard to pick just one.
Well, yeah, I feel like, you know,
the top, yeah.
I don't want to shame anyone, you know.
Right.
But there's a lot of confusion in certain beliefs. But that's why they're beliefs, because they're that person's belief.
Yeah.
Well, but what they're saying, I think what they're saying is, like, conservative Christians, how they act, their political beliefs versus, like, Jesus. So a big one would be, you know, healthcare, for example. They don't think that everyone should have healthcare, right?
You should have
to. Jesus likes to, you know, charge copays. I think that's like what, you know, a good example. I would say the top answer that I got to this one was all of them, right? Like, yeah, their political beliefs are 100% contrary to the things that Jesus taught. You know, they do not give a damn about the homeless, for example, or if you don't have health insurance. If you don't have health insurance, they don't care. They don't, you know, those types of things, or the fact that they think the solution for everything is guns.
Does
that sound like something Jesus would say?
Yeah.
You know, next question I had was thinking about trying that reincarnation thing.
Ooh.
What animal would you like to come back as?
A dog.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jinx. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love my dogs.
You have
they
to
have
buy
the
each
best
other
life.
A joint now.
Yes. Yes.
No, I...
Or cocaine, apparently.
You're right. Definitely a dog. Definitely a dog.
Yeah.
Wow. So you want to lick your balls, is what you're saying.
No. Oh, yeah. Boy. Well, sure. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Makes the day go by quicker.
They're just cuddly and cozy.
They seem pretty happy.
Yeah.
Well, but you want to be a dog that has a good owner.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very true.
I'd want to come back as my dogs.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they get lots of love.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we could do one of those Freaky Friday situations and just do it
for
a good day.
Ooh, yeah.
Good times. Cool. Let's move on to the Me Damn News.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz ridiculed for tweeting #, your body, your choice, despite anti-abortion position.
Yeah. How does that make you feel? Thoughts?
Oof. Yeah, just the hypocrisy. I mean, it's very common. You hear this all the time from them. And by them, I mean, you know, the GOP.
Yeah. How does that make you feel, Psyche, when they say, that they're anti-vaccine, but they're like, I'm pro-choice.
I just laugh everything about Ted Cruz because I always, whenever I hear his name, I immediately think of whatchamacallit from the Munsters, and nothing I hear, right? Wasn't even the Munsters.
Very on Halloween. I like
on
that.
Halloween brand. And I just laugh every time. Just the ridiculousness, you know, what a ridiculous creature, you know?
He is grotesque. He's the.
I think about him
grotesque.
Going to Mexico, dropping his children off for spring break. Right. You know, there's a lot of things that I just laugh about.
Well, right. Yes. Trump, like the way that he went after him in 2016 and then Ted Cruz.
I mean, kind of brilliant.
Totally,
I mean, brilliant, right?
His
bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ted Cruz, you're a total fucking joke. The nerve of these people to say, I'm pro-choice. Yeah. About whether or not to take a life-saving vaccine, you're not pro-choice when it comes to women being able to choose what they do with their bodies. So what you're saying is you're a total fucking hypocrite.
But you know what I do love? I love that you put this next story underneath this story.
Oh, yeah? You want to read this one?
I would. I love this. Illinois bill would allow women to sue men over unwanted pregnancies. Not the Onion.
Bingo.
I love this. Wow. I just think that this is the funniest thing. And I think it's great. Like, a girl has got to eat. Let's make that money, girls.
Right.
You know?
Seriously. If they're establishing legal precedent, okay, that you can sue anyone that helps a woman to get an abortion in Texas, then why can't you sue the men for getting them pregnant in the first place?
Absolutely.
Didn't they assist?
Absolutely. In that?
So, well done. This is just like the Satanic Temple, my church, that is turning it on its head with their case. Also,
right,
because you know, but abortion is a right in their religion. So, and they're an org. They're a actual a recognized religion, just like Christianity or Scientology. Yeah. Great work, you're doing the Lord's work, folks. Okay, so moving on to the news from church here. A pastor named Arthur Pawlowski was arrested on the tarmac after landing in Calgary.
Why?
Wow. He's an anti-vaxxer, Trump-supporting pastor who
is he like a billionaire?
People, no. If he was a billionaire, he wouldn't be arrested in the tarmac. But
right.
I guess he's from Canada. He went to the United States for a month spreading misinformation about COVID vaccines on a speaking tour. And according to police, he was taken in for warrants related to failing to wear a face mask in March and subsequently disobeying a court order in June. That's how they get down in Canada. They'll take you don't wear a mask. You don't wear that mask. You don't put it over your nose. They take your ass to court.
Right, right.
Well, I am a firm believer in the mask.
Yeah, that's the difference between the USA and Canada right there.
And how about this other one? The priest accused of stealing $120,000 from church for sex parties.
Wow.
That is a wild sex party.
Good for you, priest. Live your best life, bestie. Really. What was this? From the Vatican?
I don't know. That's a lot of money for a party.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I throw parties a lot.
It's parties, plural.
Oh.
So Italian priest Francesco Spagnisi is under fire after siphoning money from his church's bank account to the tune of nearly $120,000 to, have parties, sex parties specifically. So, you know, once you get cocaine involved, the money, it goes quickly. Oh, his roommate recently imported a liter of GHB from the Netherlands, drawing attention from the police. They've been throwing these weekly parties called gay sex parties for at least the last 2 years, inviting people they met online for drugs and debauchery, certainly unexpected from a priest.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
The priest
Live your best
blaming,
life.
The priest, I didn't even read the article, of course. But I God knows all, folks, because the priest appears to be blaming cocaine for this thievery.
Well, you know.
Telling reporters in Italian that the cocaine, the vortex, swallowed me.
A cocaine. Cocaine.
The drug made me betray my parishioners. It made me tell lies. It made me take actions that I am ashamed of. Mm. Oh, good for you. That was bad.
right.
I hope that you go to rehab. What else? Let's see what happened in the world. Free speech still a core value, YouTube CEO says, after blocking Russian opposition videos at the request of Russian government, a.k.a. Vladimir Putin, Russian government. What a joke. Put that in your headline.
I'm so confused. So he's saying that they're not allowing Putin to be on YouTube?
No. Let me explain.
Is he trying to be a YouTube star now? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah. So there is vociferous opposition to Vladimir Putin, who is a dictator, a murderous, bloodthirsty dictator. In the land of Russia. And what he does to his opponents is he has them
crushes them
and killed. No, he doesn't even kill. He just continues to have his opponent, Alexei Navalny, I believe is his name. And he has him poisoned, and he almost dies every time.
Oh.
I don't know why he doesn't just do it. I think he's just trying to scare him by almost killing him.
Yeah.
But so there's videos from Navalny's group, right, on YouTube. Uh-huh. And Putin asked YouTube to take them down, and YouTube did. So they supported Putin in this matter.
Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. But YouTube. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Right. Moses' baby agrees that's messed up.
He agrees.
It's fucked up because the YouTube CEO has the balls, the nerve to say free speech still a core value.
But then, can I ask a question? And this is me just like confused. Didn't YouTube also ban every like in quote unquote anti-vax video?
Yeah, that was a good thing they did.
Right, but then why not do the Putin thing? Like, if we're gonna talk about like
scared of Putin.
Oh,
because he's scary.
But I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna like you know allow conspiracy and bullshit, then let it all out. I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I support it. I'm just saying I'm confused why he gets it, but you're right because he's scary.
Because their rules are total bullshit and they just bow to whatever a country wants. So in the USA, they can have one standard, but for Russia, you know. Long story short, end of the day, yada, 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 YouTube CEO doesn't want to get killed. All right.
All right.
So, moving on, 53% of British people now think Brexit is going badly, poll says, after empty shelves and fuel shortages hit the United Kingdom.
Wow, that's bad.
Yeah. Who could have seen that coming?
Not the USA, probably.
Not the pro-Brexit folks.
Right.
I mean, this is what the people were saying the whole time was going to happen. I mean, so... boo. In the balls department, though, anonymous posts Taiwan flag national anthem on China government site.
Now, can you explain to me why they did this?
Because China proclaims in word and action to own Taiwan.
Right.
And
so now this is anonymous thing that they do.
Well, yeah, this is like a little retaliatory thing. It's been like, ha ha, we owned you. We pwned you.
Right.
We posted an image on your website. Ha ha, we got you. I mean, which is like the smallest act of defiance, but I'm worried about Anonymous, y'all.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I wouldn't really be fucking with China.
Isn't it just interesting? We've all just accepted that there are these forces in the world that you do not fuck with.
Right.
Okay.
I would never mess with China.
Right.
And I hope to go one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's China, there's Putin, there's like Jeff Bezos.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Who, you know, all the newscasters, I don't know if you talked about
looking
this
svelte.
Before, looking svelte. And my confusion is, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Why are we acknowledging A, him as a human being, B, as someone who was on a Jenny Craig diet? You know, like, really, it's like, what is going on with American newscasters?
Yeah. Right.
This is why I don't trust the news.
Right. So there was a couple of news outlets that, or maybe it was, I saw one article.
Oh, no, there were a lot. I saw a lot. Yeah.
They're like, Kim Jong-un is back and he's looking skinny.
Yes.
it was like the comeback tour from like your most basic publicity play. What happened is he probably paid some publicity firm in LA.
Yeah.
$200,000, who knows, millions, to make that push.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. He was also, they also said something like, I read another one before that where it's like, Kanye West tries to dress like Kim Jong-un because he's a style icon or something. I don't know where I saw that. And I was like, I give up.
Kanye, in case you didn't realize, that was rock bottom.
Yeah.
Don't quote me. I got God laughing.
That is hilarious. Oh, that hurts. Ouch. It's time for Bless, Smite, and Second Coming.
I want to bless all of the beautiful people that came to the live show because it was so much fun and it made my heart melt so much and it really just helped me get through a tough weekend and it was really great. Aww. So I want to bless everyone who joined us and I can't wait to see everyone next time. I want to smite the newscasters who called Kim Jong-un svelte.
Yes.
Because I feel like I'm really just, you know,
bunch
really
of
pissed off. I'm just pissed off because, you know, let's be honest. Is he that spelt? I don't know what is spelt. And Second Coming
it's
thing,
relative,
I want,
yeah.
It's all relative. And things that I want more of, I want more conversations about the Muppets because I have so much fun talking about Muppets.
Yes.
I love the Muppets.
Yes.
Love.
I definitely, it's funny because I want to bless the Muppets and Jim Henson.
We can. Yeah, yeah. That's a great one.
He's in heaven.
Yeah, he's in heaven. Jim Henson and the Muppets, I want to bless them. I don't want to smite anything today. I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. You know, there are people to smite, but not today for me. Second Coming, I'm telling you, I love the thing you're going with, what the hell. I love the what the hell segment. I want more of that because from the Grease and Sound of Music, now we're doing the television characters.
I can't. They're so memorable. I keep bringing back
the
ones
really are.
Previous
yeah.
weeks.
We're still talking about the old ones, which is a good sign, but I definitely want more of that. So
they're fun. They're
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Cool. I would like to bless this community as well. Thank you for your questions and comments and reviews, everyone. Thanks for coming to the party. We'll see you at the next one Thursday night, 10:28, between 9 and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be 6 to 8 Pacific Standard. And if you're somewhere else, figure it out. I'm sorry. I would like to smite Ted Cruz.
Yes.
And Second Coming. Yeah, we're going to get more ditties. On this
titties
more ditties with titties
right
and arms, you know, there's so many ditties there in the world
and
8
titties.
Million in Japan and they've got all kinds of different looks, you know, they've got like so many arms
yeah
and so many titties
just
and,
think of 8
know,
million titties
10 dicks and all the ditties you can handle. So Second Coming, you're going to be like, wow, I thought that there was a lot of ditties on this podcast before, but now, holy shit.
Right.
Thanks, everybody. And I would like to bless Psyche and Moses for joining me today.
Yeah.
And Psyche, you're keeping me sane. You're really, you know, the universe hinges.
I can't wait for Zeus, for our double trouble Zeus part.
If the world ever knew how much it hinges on your advice to me every week.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Okay. It's time for your new commandment. Thou shalt not say you're pro-choice when you're actually pro-life because you don't want to take a life-saving vaccine. You're not pro-choice. You're literally against a woman's right to choose. You're not pro-life either. You're just a dick. And maybe this one isn't that new. Maybe I've said versions of this before. But damn it, it bears repeating. The Lord has spoken.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.